eat?
Well, they're standing up.
Oh, sit down.
Okay, so then he went ahead and
sat down and
okay, and you'd say
helped themselves.
Huh?
Helped themselves.
Okay. No one else was standing because they had all
sat down.
And if you wanted someone not to wait until something was passed over to them, you'd tell them, just go ahead and...
If I wanted something...
Like say if there's some potatoes on the table and
uh-huh.
you want to tell me not to wait, you know, until they're passed around to me, you know.
Uh-huh.
You'd say, just go ahead and...
Take them?
Okay, or what yourself. Go ahead and...
Help yourself.
Okay. And you say, I asked him to pass them over to me since he had already...
Had some.
Or he'd already what himself?
Taken. Taken his...
Or
saved himself?
Using the word help. He had already...
Helped himself.
Do you ever hear people say hope? He had hope himself?
Well, that's just the way some people talk, you know, but and not too many of them.
Do you associate that with a particular group of people? Or?
No. No. If I heard that, and it's mostly with relatives that are way out in the country.
Mm-hmm. If someone offered you some food that you decided you didn't want it, you'd say, no thank you, I don't
care for any.
And if food's been cooked and served a second time, you say that it's been...
Cooked and served a second time? It's been, reheated.
Okay. What do you call that food?
Leftovers.
And you put food in your mouth and then you begin to
chew.
And you say you couldn't eat that piece of meat because it got stuck in
there.
Or he couldn't what it?
Swallow it.
Okay. And say if you were thirsty, you'd say I've what 2 glasses of water.
A drink.
And you'd ask me how much have you
drunk?
And you say we certainly do. What, a lot of water?
Drink.
And what would you call peas and beets and carrots and so forth that people grow themselves?
Homegrown.
Homegrown.
Vegetables.
Where would you grow them?
In the ground. I mean, in a very fertile section wherever the soil is richest.
What would you call a little section out in your yard where you might have some planting?
A little vegetable garden.
Okay. What sort of things do people grow around here?
One of the things that people...
What are some different things, that different vegetables that people would grow?
Oh, they, some of them raise parsley and potatoes and cabbage and melitons. We call them melitons. It's a kind of... a pear-shaped vegetable, and it's got, of course when they're young, the skin is very, very tender, but if they've been left on the vine too long, well it gets a little bit tough, you know, but you usually, you cook it different ways. Some people skin it and cut it up and just put it down in a little water and then season it with butter and pepper and salt. Others boil them and then scoop them out. And some use shrimp, some use ham, some use ground meat. And then they put onions and all kind of seasoning in that, you know. They cook that on the stove and then they put it back in the shell.
Mm-hmm.
And you call that stuff melitone. We call them melitone. It sounds like melitone. But they are M-E-R, I believe. M-E-R-L-I-T-O-N.
Hmm.
Merliton.
And they sell them just, you know, anywhere in the stores around here?
Oh, they sell them in the stores, yes, uh-huh. But lots of people raise them and they, oh, it's a big, big, heavy vine. It grows over everything.